Welcome to the Evidence-Based Chiropractor, where each week we deliver the latest chiropractic research and marketing strategies, all in the time it takes to get to your office. Now here's your host, Dr. Jeff Langmaid.
Hello, and welcome to the Evidence-Based Chiropractor. I am your host, Dr. Jeff Langmaid. On today's episode, we're going to talk about patient reactivations, and more specifically, the Patient Reactivation Project, a new online course we're delivering for free to people in our community. That means you, for a limited time. I'm going to talk all about it, and additionally, I'm going to highlight some of the big ideas so that whether or not you go through it, and I hope you do, we're going to give it to you for free, you're going to be able to take away tactical tips to be able to generate more patient reactivations. And I'm going to highlight why it's really not about sales. This is about service. So we're going to get into that and much more on today's episode. Before we get started, I want to say a few words about neck care, the best cervical assessment tool out there. Bar none, reliable assessments and exercises for neuromuscular control, proprioception, range of motion, and sensory motor integration, the best hardware software package I have ever seen in the assessment land. You can check it out and pick it up at neckcare.com. Again, that is neckcare.com. I'll drop that link down in the show notes. But as I said at the top, today we're talking the Patient Reactivation Project. And this is really about your patient list. If you have been in practice more than a month or two, you have a patient list. Some of you listening probably have 100 people in your patient list. Some of you probably have 500, 1,000, 2,000, 5,000. We work with docs that have 20,000 plus, with the average being about 1,000. Now, why is that important? Because your patient list is the most valuable asset you have in your practice, bar none. It is a gold mine of opportunity if you utilize it. And for almost every single chiropractor out there, you are not maximizing your list. And maximizing your list, let me set the stage. Maximizing your list does not mean trying to sell care people don't need or do cheesy offers that are just weird. That's not the case. What it is about is being a chiropractor, is being a doctor, a teacher, an educator. So utilizing your list means that you show up by teaching and inviting week in and week out so that you are the guide on your patient's journey. That's what this is all about. And a certain percentage of your patients each and every week will say, hey, thanks for reaching out, in their mind, of course, and I'm ready to come back in because of their own reasons, not because of your reasons. But if you don't show up because you believe reaching out is cheesy, because you don't know how to reach out, I've seen some conversations about this online and it blows my mind of chiropractors being like, well, I don't want to chase down patients. I agree with you. You should never chase down patients. But if that's the difference between teaching and inviting and not, I'm going to go with teach and invite all day, every day. And I think there's a nuanced difference there that's really important to understand. So when people reactivate patients, it's really should be in the vein of service, teach and invite consistently. What it also does is provide a revenue increase in your practice. Just a 10% increase in reactivations can bump up your revenue by 30% or more because your patient acquisition cost is already sunk cost. That's already done. So when a reactivation comes back, they're more compliant. They're ready to get started. They understand your pricing model. There's no weird conversion metrics. All of those things are super, super important. Now, before I get too far, courses.thesmartchiropractor.com. That's where you can pick up the Patient Reactivation Project. There's an array of modules, worksheets. It's designed to give you what you need to reactivate your patients. Now, of course, Patient Pilot automates the entire process for you with a whole bunch of bells and whistles that are well worth the price of admission. But the course is valued at $1,000. We're giving it away for free. You can utilize the code VIP. I'm going to drop that link down in the show notes, courses.thesmartchiropractor.com. Use the code VIP. You'll get access for free. It's about 2 hours long. And you can share it also with your team. I highly recommend that. And the goal here is to decrease the stress associated with always needing more new patients. Why? Because you install a patient reactivation system in your practice. And system is the key word there. We're all going to be looking for new patients for our careers. That's a normal part of it. But if you are 100% on the new patient acquisition side and 0% on the patient reactivation side, you're just wasting money. You're just going to be paying too much to run your business. And that's unnecessary when you have a patient list of people who already know, like, and trust you. And the goal of the course is in bite-sized videos and worksheets to help you understand and discover how to create a patient reactivation process for your practice. That means the right approach for you. Not everybody, but for you. And there's worksheets to help you do that. To launch a communication strategy so that you can utilize emails, phone calls, to get in touch with the right people at the right time in a way that is patient-centric. To train your team for success, whether you're a lone wolf or you have a huge team, understanding the skills and the scripts necessary to reach out and reactivate effectively. This is a big one. Creating a reactivation offer that doesn't necessarily mean a super deep discount offer, but having clarity around what the offer is. Many people in your patient list right now don't come back because they don't know how much it's going to cost, and there's no clear definition. We all have these new patient offers that are exceptionally well defined, and then we have nothing on the back end when the back end is where all of our profit resides. That's a missed opportunity. We're going to highlight how you can craft an offer. Additionally, how to track and measure for success. So what are the KPIs that you can install that are simple, that are easy, that aren't super hard to track, that make it so that you get the result that you want? Say results follow actions. So the KPIs are, what are the actions you need to be taking to get the result that you want? Then there's no guesswork. And our goal is to help you install this over literally a 7-day period so that you can have better relationships with your patients, a more empowered team that knows how to take action, and more revenue coming in. So that is really the goal of the patient reactivation project. I spent months building this thing. So there's a lot of sunk time and cost on my accord to build it. So I'd love for you to go through it, and I want you to, which is why for the first month or so, we're going to offer it for free using that code VIP. So we want to highlight how to communicate with your inactive patients, reactivate more patients, and hold your team accountable. So I'm going to highlight some of my, what should I say, key aspects of each module right now. And you can go through these in detail in the course. But everything begins with understanding the value of your list. For so many docs out there, you just don't have a really great assessment of what's the value of your patient list. So we have put together a reactivation opportunity calculator that literally lets you put in the data. How big is your list? How much do you charge per visit? It's all in the course. And spits out numbers to you showing, hey, here's how many inactive patients you have. Here's what that opportunity looks like in dollars and cents based upon your current fee system. There's nothing like this out there. The calculator is awesome, and it helps you really start by understanding the value of the patient list that's collecting dust right now currently in your EHR. Module one then goes into, after the intro, module one goes into creating that process. So defining what a patient reactivation is in your practice. We define it as somebody who has not been in more than 30 days and does not have a future appointment scheduled. Your definition might be a little bit different, but it starts by defining that. Then we get into understanding how to create a reactivation offer that really resonates with people, creating clarity around that. And if you're somebody out there that has a high revenue program like Shockwave, weight loss, spinal decompression, we also talk about that. Hey, how do you integrate high revenue programs, niches, and modalities into your reactivation offers? And this is a massive one. There's a lot of revenue here for you if you have installed a modality and you didn't have it from day one of opening your practice. What do I mean by that? You probably had patients for days, months, or years that came in understanding who you are and what you do. And as you've been in practice, especially if you've been in practice 3 years, 5 years, 10 years plus, you probably have added things on over time. Well, guess what? Almost everybody that you saw previous to adding in that modality is already established know, like, and trust factor with you and have no idea you added on these modalities that theoretically you added on because it helps people. So highlighting your modalities, your new high revenue niches, modalities, however you want to define it, programs to your inactive patients is a massive opportunity. And it's the right thing to do if you brought that modality in really to help people. So we highlight how to do that. The second module is all about launching that communication strategy. So what do you say? How often do you reach out? I've already highlighted some of that. teach and invite consistently is our mantra, and it's our mantra because it works, because it's elegant, and because it's just what you should be doing as a doctor. And teaching and inviting is guiding people along, on how they can live a better life. We believe weekly emails are the best way to do that because we see tremendous success with it. And then utilizing the data, here's the key part, utilizing the data from those emails, AKA who's engaged, who's reading, who's clicking, what are the calls to action, what do you put in the emails? We highlight all of that in the course and even give you specific pictures, templates, examples, so you can put this into action yourself. And then identifying those key metrics, such as opens, click-throughs, and what are they clicking on? We've just done a massive revamp to patient pilot where there's multiple click actions in each email. One click is schedule a visit. The other one is ask a question. Typically that's around scheduling or insurance, et cetera. Number three is about referring a friend. And number four is about learning about a symptom. So we've highlighted different symptoms and then people can click through. Well, those are some of the best phone calls you can make. If you know somebody's clicking to learn more about, you know, radiculopathy, about neck pain, well, you know that them or someone they love is struggling with that condition. So doing a follow-up call, having that data from the email and making a follow-up call, hey, this is Jeff over at LangMaid Chiropractic. I saw you wanted to learn more about neck pain. Is it you or someone you know who's struggling with that? That is a really customer service driven call that's going to result in more reactivations for your practice. The other ones are obvious. If somebody's clicking to schedule, getting them over to your online scheduler or a landing page, making that follow-up call to ensure that they can get on the books. Two, if they have a question, answering the question, of course, pretty obvious. And then number three is refer a friend, so encouraging referrals. These are all things your weekly email can do that aren't cheesy. They aren't like salesy. They're actually part of being this person's partner from a healthcare perspective throughout their life by delivering fantastic information and following up when people take action and activity. So that's what module two is all about. Module three is all about training your team for success. If you're a lone wolf, this is training yourself. If you have a team, it's about training your team. So understanding patient recalls. What do you say on those follow-up phone calls? How many do you make? How often should you make them? And what are the KPIs you can and should track to ensure success? That's what that's all about. We give you literally patient recall scripts that have just recently been updated, role-playing worksheets for your team so you can understand, okay, great, let's work through this in a super, super real way. These are pragmatic. These are implementable tools and assets you can utilize immediately in your practice. So, and then we talk about next steps and implementation in the final module. So if you are interested in more patient reactivations, and now Q4, great time of the year, HSA, FSA benefits expiring, now is the time. So if you're interested in more patient reactivations, generating more income and revenue without spending more money on acquiring new patients, this course is for you. If you'd love to automate the process and reconnect with your inactive patients, this is for you. And if you'd like to empower your team, so having your manager, your office manager, your staff refine their skills, this course is for you. So it is all available right now. We recently released it, courses.thesmartchiropractor.com. I'll drop a link down in the show notes. Use the code VIP. It's up for $1,000. If you want to pay $1,000 for it, go for it. I would welcome it and say thank you very much. You will get value out of that times 100, in my opinion. And I mean that absolutely literally. But as a listener and part of my community, I'm going to hook you up with the code VIP. That'll give you access for free. So all of the patient reactivation project is available right now. Please go check it out and let me know what you think. I love to have the feedback. So if you dive in, if you have a question, a concern, a how do I do this, let me know. I am here to help. Or if you're like, this is awesome, I see what's going on, I'm going to utilize it. As a matter of fact, I sent out a communication. I got 5 patient reactivations within this week. I love to hear that feedback as well. So please, please let me know. Now, as we wrap up today's episode, I want to talk about TurnCloud. TurnCloud EHR is minimalist design without being sparse, and it is really about stripping away anything that's not essential, making everyday functions simpler, and creating an intuitive app with no user manual necessary. If that sounds good to you, head over to turncloud.com. Have a conversation with their team and see if their software solution is something that can really make your daily life easier in practice. TurnCloud.com, fantastic tool that supports this podcast. I'll ask you to go over and support them and schedule a call, see if TurnCloud is right for you. Other than that, I hope you have a fantastic week in practice, and I will talk to you soon.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of the Evidence-Based Chiropractor. If you want to grow your practice, come back for next week's episode. If you want to grow faster, visit the evidencebasedchiropractor.com and join our MD Marketing membership today.